Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1078. We're learning today Le'ile Nishmas Melisha Doiv. Remember Baron Zis, Le'ile Nishmas Blima Basra Moshan Le'ufu Shalema Sarafega Basle Nechoma. Getting back to our Malacha of Koitzer uprooting. Okay, another interesting thing. We're trying to finish off the Nyanim of trees in general. Just real quickly, to chazer over an interesting point. Again, we're trying to go through the Sefer Shabbos home, various different cases. We spoke about this case also, just real quickly to chazer it over. The Chazal prohibited smelling fruit growing on a tree, right? If there's fruit, regular fruit growing on a tree, because one may inadvertently pick the fruit in order to eat it, right? So to smell, you're allowed to smell, we said to smell flowers or something like that, whereby one is not going to pull it off and eat it. There's no gezeira, that's no problem. However, one may smell flowers while they're attached to the ground, right? You have a flower, you want to smell a flower, you have to make a bracha. We have to talk about that in our Hilchas Brachas group. You have to make a bracha when you smell the flower. But if you want to smell it, so however, one may smell flowers while they're attached to the ground, because doing so will not lead to picking the flowers, since it's unnecessary to pick flowers in order to smell them. You can smell them while they're still attached. Whereby a fruit, right? We spoke about in the past, whereby a fruit that's on a tree, a person might smell it, then they'll get hungry. So inadvertently, they're going to pull it off and start eating. They'll make a bracha dos sadin. So you have to be careful with that. Okay, I just want to sum up the hammock and the swing issue and put a close on it real quickly from the Sefer Shmir Shabbos home, how he brings it down. One is permitted to play on a swing, which is indirectly suspended from a tree. In other words, from before Shabbos, it's suspended from hooks, right, that are screwed into the tree, provided that the swing was set up prior to Shabbos, and the tree will not shake when the swing is in use. So that's the bottom line. Similarly, the same thing, one may use a hammock, provided that it is inadvertently attached to the tree, indirectly attached to the tree, like we said, on a hook and so on. However, if the swing is directly attached to the tree, or the hammock is directly attached to the tree, in both cases, it would be usur. Now, another interesting case brought down, actually not in our simin, there's actually a simin shinhei, in Shabbos that talks about animals per se, if one is allowed to walk a dog with a leash and all these various different type of things. We're not getting into the muksa aspect of it. In general, an animal is muksa. Okay, there's various different ways working with it, if it's theirs, not, whatever. We're not going to get into all that. If somebody has a dog or whatever, they have to, of course, ask a shayla how to work it, how to go about, working with the dog per se. But I just want to talk about one thing which is actually connected. In Simen Shin Hei brings down a certain gezeira that Chazal made, whereby it's connected to our malacha of Koitzer, per se. Okay, and that is in reference to riding on an animal. Now, most people are not riding on an animal on Shabbos, but it's important to keep in mind so we have an understanding, just because of the fact we're doing Koitzer, we want to try and cover the full amount of the halacha, of the malacha per se. So he says like this, riding, this is again from Simen Shin Hei, but he brings it down, does it say for Shabbos home, riding on an animal on Shabbos, even in a private domain. Good, there's no questions of carrying over here, whatever the case is. I'm riding on a horse or whatever the case is. Is taka asr? Why? Right? I want to ride in the forest. I have a little bit extra time. I'll ride in the grass or whatever, my horse, on Shabbos. Is that a problem? So, and there's no issues of moving the horse, of course, and it's no problems of carrying, but still, just plain and partial riding is a problem, because Chazal feared that one might break off a branch from a tree while riding the horse or riding the animal in general in order to use it as they switch to spur the animal, right? You'll break off a branch, he horsey or whatever, however they want to do it. So there was a gazer, one might come to break off a branch of a tree. So, therefore the person, if they break off a branch from a tree, obviously they will be transgressing the malacha of koitzer. Therefore they equated their prohibition of riding an animal with that of climbing a tree. So just like we can't climb a tree, we're afraid one might come to one might come to pull off a branch or something of the like. So the same thing, one is not allowed to ride an animal on Shabbos. We're afraid one might come to pull off a branch. So therefore, they equated the prohibition of riding an animal with that of climbing a tree, with some minor differences. Okay. So he brings down, I'm just reading it quickly from the Sefer Shabbos Home. We're not going to get too much into it because obviously most of us are not riding our horse on Shabbos, obviously. But like I said, it's good to know. So we're going to just try and go through it real quickly. Included in the prohibition, he brings down again, Sefer Shabbos Home, included in the prohibition of riding an animal is sitting on the animal also, or placing one's weight on an animal. That's an important thing to keep in mind. Placing one's weight, just like you can't lean on the tree, also leaning on the animal, whereby if the animal moves, goes away, a person falls down. That's the category, that's the way we see if one is considered, quote-unquote, leaning or not leaning. So included in prohibition, riding on animals, also sitting on the animal, placing one's weight on the animal also can't be done. Also included in this decree is, in this prohibition, is using an object that is attached to an animal. For example, he brings an example that it's forbidden this taka asa to sit in a wagon that is pulled by an animal, right? The first person goes, well, here's a wagon, good, I'm not sitting on the horse per se, but I'm going to sit in the wagon that's being pulled by the animal. That also cannot be done. It's all over there. It can be found in Simen Shin Hei, Sif Yud Ches, and so on. Like I said, we're not going to get too much into this halacha because it's not too nagei lemaisa, but it's important to keep in mind that all these things, just push it, leaning on an animal, going in a wagon that's attached to an animal, right, riding on an animal for sure, which we all understand, but sometimes it could come up, you know, the horse is going, could I go in the, is there a problem with going into the wagon, and I might have a guy or whatever pulling the horse, but I'll go into the wagon also. Okay, so all these things could come up on Shabbos possibly, and one has to be careful. Okay, another interesting thing that she brings down, we spoke about quite a number of times, fruit that fell from a tree on Shabbos, is also to be eaten until after Shabbos, but the reason, he brings down the reason over here, interesting, that one of the reasons this is Taka Aser, one of the reasons, there's other reasons also, but one of the reasons this is Taka Aser, is that using such fruit that fell down on Shabbos might lead a person to pluck a fruit from the tree on Shabbos. They might, well, there's a good apple that fell off the tree, I'll go and pull out more fruits. Now, pulling off the fruit, obviously, is kosher. So one has to be careful in conjunction with that, besides the fact that it's muksa, but it might, this is also gezera, might lead a person to pull off more fruits. And like we said, when we spoke about this gezera, that the prohibition applies even in situations in which it is uncertain whether or not the fruit fell from the tree during Shabbos. In other words, if I see a fruit on the floor, it's possible that it fell down on Shabbos. Maybe it fell down Friday. I'm not sure. So it's taka still usher in both cases. We saw that in the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Chaf Beis. Again, that the iser applies even in situations in which one is not sure whether it fell on Shabbos or it fell before Shabbos. If you know for sure before it fell before Shabbos, that's okay. So that's fine, right? I saw Friday that apple right over there fell down, so I didn't have time to pick it up and eat it. So good. So that's a different situation. But if you're not sure, which is in most cases, I'm walking somewhere and I see an apple fell from the tree. You know, I don't know. It fell maybe Friday, maybe today, maybe Shabbos, maybe not. So one has to be careful in both cases. Not to eat the apple because it could be that it did fall on Shabbos. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch. Kol Tov.